England calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls.
It's Brian Noonan in for Rokan and Anna DeVlantes here on 720 WGN. And yes, London is calling. Dr. Kathleen London, you've heard her on with Ro many, many times. She joins us now because if you love Chipotle like my daughter does, the news that keeps coming out nonstop is very disheartening. The CDC has said more cases of E. coli have come, and that's why we had to call Dr. Kathleen London. Doctor, thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
My pleasure.
All right, so for those that we hear about these E. coli outbreaks all the time. For those who are still kind of not sure what is E. coli? How are people getting it?
So E. coli, actually, all of us carry E. coli in our gut.
Ah.
So there's various kinds of E. coli. There's the good kind that live in your gut, and then there's the kind that can make you sick. It passes because people don't wash their hands very well. After using the bathroom and other places, that's actually how norovirus also transmits, because that's another thing that has been making people sick from Chipotle, is workers who had the norovirus coming in and making lots of, that's the same virus that makes people on ships sick. So when you hear about outbreaks on cruise ships,
right. That
is almost always norovirus, because it passes really quickly. It doesn't take a lot of norovirus to make people sick really quickly, and it's usually both ends going.
Great.
So you don't know if you have food poisoning or if you drank too much or what it is. It's usually norovirus.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because a lot of it, we'll get back to the E. coli, but how do you tell the difference? How do you know you've got one versus food poisoning?
When someone comes in to see me, often I don't know, and we treat you with what we call supportive care, get you fluids and the rest of it. If it keeps going is when we start doing cultures. So unless we do a stool culture, we honestly don't know. So at that point, we start doing cultures to start seeing what's going on. In this case, the CDC is involved because so many people got sick from the same place. When there tends to be a lot of people getting sick who ate at the same place, you start going, huh. That gets suspicious, and so you start looking for was there something in the food chain, where people bought something at a supermarket, we've seen it certainly from produce,
right?
Where it happens, or at a restaurant. I mean, certainly in my practice, I see it a lot. Families will come in who all went to eat somewhere, and then they all come in sick, and it's kind of a big duh.
Is that a medical term, the big duh?
Definitely.
Okay. I try to bone up on the nomenclature, so I have it all down. So the big duh.
The big duh.
The big duh. Okay.
That's one of my favorites. Or if it's my children, it's a big duh. it's one of those. So basically, the big thing is if you're vomiting, don't put anything down for about 2 hours. Just like let your stomach rest,
okay. Regardless
of the cause. And then get some sort of sport drink. So get, whether it's Gatorade, Powerade, or your favorite, some sort of electrolyte drink. Because you want to replace all the things that you've just lost. And you can actually Google the WHO electrolyte solution and make that up yourself. It's basically salt and sugar. And water, and take one sip. Like, just don't overwhelm your stomach, because you will vomit just from overwhelming your stomach. So take one sip. Let it sit there for 10 minutes. If it stays down, then take two sips, and so on. We certainly have medications that can help you. One thing you don't want to do if you have either a virus or anything is don't go take Imodium. That's like the worst thing you can do. That will let whatever pathogen you have replicate and make you sicker. So the only time you want to go take Imodium is if I give you an antibiotic so that the antibiotic stays in there. So if we know there's a bacteria causing this and we give you an antibiotic, that's the only time you want to do something like Imodium. Otherwise,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Those are the people who come into me and then they're sick for like 2 weeks
right. Because
they early on went and took an Imodium and that virus went, hey, let me have a party.
Because I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going
to sit here and make you really, really wicked sick.
Well, that should be another big duh then. You want the bacteria out of you, right?
You want it out of you. Yeah, okay. Your body's doing the right thing. It's trying to get rid of it.
No.
It doesn't feel good. You'll be miserable. I will grant you that.
So let's go back to the E. coli. When we see it like this, where it's not just at one Chipotle, or they're spread out all over the country. So would it be safe to assume then that it's the problem is coming somewhere further down the supply line, or can it be that, you know, whatever it is in their policy, it's breeding that kind of sickness?
So that's the job the CDC is now doing.
Okay.
So that's become sort of being an investigator, trying to figure out where is this happening? Is it happening at a more central location, or is it happening locally? Now, in the case of Chipotle, because it's happening in multiple locations in different parts of the country, it suggests that it's happening further up their supply chain. But the norovirus one, no, that was a Boston location. They got a whole lot of BU kids sick. I used to live right there. I know that Chipotle way. I'm a little bit grateful I don't live there anymore. I've got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants it. I mean, my wife is constantly sending my daughter, every time a new story about this comes out, sending it to my daughter because she would subsist completely on burrito bowls. That's all she would eat.
Yeah, no, my kids, I'm not saying, you know, that I haven't. You know, of the fast food out there, I will give them kudos for being a bit healthier in terms of what they put in there. And that may be part of the issue in that there's not a bunch of preservatives and other nonsense in there. But they certainly have to get better at watching their food chain. It may be that they've been a victim of their own success, that they've gotten so big that they've tried to centralize things, and that's the issue. They, when you're small and you do things in one location and it's a small amount, it's not so big. But then as you get larger and you try to cut costs and you centralize, then you get into trouble. And, you know, we've seen this. We're a very big country. We're trying to feed a ton of people. And there's only so many people who can oversee and the rest of it. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to contaminate. It'll be sometimes contamination from the water from animals and their feces, and, you know, or whether it's human sewage or anything else. And as our water supplies get tainted and run off, as we have more of flooding and things like that, that becomes an issue. So this is something that we're going to have to keep contending with as we watch different weather patterns and everything else that go on.
And as a consumer, is there any way to protect ourselves from either E. coli or the other viruses, or are we just kind of at the mercy of wherever we go to eat?
Well, if you're going to eat out, you're going to take a risk, always. That's clear. But even eating home, you know, when you buy produce, you know, this is the whole thing of washing your fruits and veggies when you get them and being really careful about that. That's going to lower your chances of getting it. That's just reality.
Somebody
is where gardening, doing your own gardening, is going to be the best thing you can do. But not everybody can do that. That's not realistic, unfortunately.
I also wanted to, you mentioned before, maybe the preservatives, you know, because Chipotle doesn't use a lot of preservatives, maybe that keeps going. Do preservatives keep these viruses at bay at some level?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the way preservatives work is they keep the growth of bacteria down. But they didn't. They cause cancer, you know. So,
All right.
I think I'll take the virus over the cancer. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
I gotta go. I gotta go with the third big dove. The call, then, doctor. That is definitely. If we have to pick one or the other, then we'll go that way.
Absolutely. You're gonna. This is one that you're gonna fight off and be fine. You'll be miserable for a day or two, but you know, when you look at the long term. But they definitely need to look at their processes and the rest of it. And they're doing a whole lot of, they're in trouble right now. This is a public relations disaster, clearly. But it's not just them. I mean, that's
right.
Really what this comes down to. We've seen this. Look, we started immunizing everybody against hepatitis A because, you know, I remember when I was living in Boston and Quiznos had a hepatitis A outbreak.
Right.
So it's not like any restaurant is immune to this.
People got sick from bagged spinach.
It's a small restaurant that doesn't have a big chain. But certainly the big chains, that's when you're going to see a nationwide outbreak because of the way they do their supplies. In the same way that the same thing happens when it's produce hitting grocery shelves, it becomes nationwide. And again, It's because we're a really big country and the way we get our food. It says something about our farming and everything else. Would we be better off if we kept things more local for a million reasons? Absolutely. But that's a whole other conversation.
It is. Real quick, before I let you go, Doctor, now you had mentioned if you get something like this, don't take Imodium right away because then the bacteria just stays in you. Somebody texts in, they want to know, what about like Theraflu? Does that work if you have the norovirus?
No, nothing. Theraflu is not going to hit any of these symptoms.
All right. So you just let it go.
On the other hand, you can take Pepto-Bismol. That will actually help.
Okay, so Pepto-Bismol.
So you can do things with Pepto-Bismol. That will actually help. And don't get scared when your stool turns black. You're not bleeding. It's the Pepto-Bismol.
That's a very good tip.
And actually, so we tell travelers to take Pepto-Bismol before traveling. So that is something you could do. You could take Pepto-Bismol before you go eat out. It might protect you against getting some of this.
All right. Pepto-Bismol is like, thank you, Dr. London. Thank you. And
charcoal. That's the other one. You know, you can go buy charcoal and have that before you go out. It might get some of the pathogens before you go.
That sounds appetizing. Well, listen. Thank you so much for your time today, Doctor. We appreciate it. As always, have wonderful holidays.
You too. Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. Kathleen London. You're here with Roe all the time. We'll be back in just a moment on 720 WGN.